Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. To Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I hope these broadcasts are really helping you. I hope you're learning. I hope you're receiving miracles. We want to hear from you. If there are testimonies, if there's any question, just send us your testimony, send us your question, and we'll be glad to answer. Well, today I want to share concerning the Spirit of God. You see, the Holy Spirit is a gift to you and I. He's not something you have to cry for. You don't cry for him. He comes into your life by you asking for him to come. And he comes with that initial evidence of speaking in tongues, you see. In John chapter 7, verse 37, Jesus went to the feast, you see. And the Bible says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Then he said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Then verse 39 says, but this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. You see, it says, this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him. So you see the Holy Spirit after you have believed. These are two different experiences altogether. I said you receive the gift of eternal life and the gift of righteousness when you believe. After you have believed, you have to receive actively the gift of the Holy Spirit. But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. You see, so if you have received the Spirit of God into your life, now he's inside your life. He's there. He's with you. You see, he's in you. Wherever you go, you carry him. But you must not just move without acknowledging him. You can't marry a woman and bring her home and give her everything she needs. Give her a car, give her food, give her clothing and everything, and not talk to your wife. Never have any form of communication, any form of acknowledgement, nothing. You see, that's not how it is done. So apart from receiving the Spirit of God, we have to acknowledge his ministry in our lives. You see, so I want to talk about the ministry of the Spirit, acknowledging, learning to acknowledge the ministry of the Spirit in your life. The Holy Spirit is not just there. The Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. You see, he comes with an initial evidence of speaking in tongues, but he himself is not speaking in tongues. He's a person who needs to be related to, who needs to be spoken to. He's a person who has come into your life to do certain things in your life. If you don't acknowledge what he's doing in your life, you may not be able to respond to his ministry. And if you don't respond to his ministry, you may not see the effect of his ministry in your life. You don't encourage his working in your life. You must learn to encourage the working of the Spirit in your life. Hallelujah. And I want us to examine some of the things that he does in our lives. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one who confirms and lets us know that we are born again. You see, sometimes some people don't know that they are born again. Some people don't know what they have. If you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 11, he lets you know, he says that, for what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of that man which is inside him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man except the Spirit which is of God. And he says, and we have not received the Spirit which is of the flesh, but we have received the Spirit of God, so that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. I'm just paraphrasing. It's so that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. The Holy Spirit is the one who lets you know all the beautiful things that has happened to you in the born-again experience. He lets you know that you are born again. You see, without his witness, without his ministry in your life, you wouldn't know you are born again. So there are many who are born again, but don't really know. That is why when you ask some people, are you going to go to heaven when you die? Even though they are born again, they still don't know. They have issues. They wonder, am I going to go? Then they keep having weird dreams about the rapture happening and they being kept here and they being left behind and all kinds of things. You see, the ministry of the Spirit in your life helps you to know the fact that you are born again and to be confident in the fact that you are born again. If you turn to 1 John chapter 5 verse 9, the Bible says that if you receive the witness of men, please kindly turn to 1 John 5 9. It says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. There's a witness of God that is inside you and I by virtue of our born again experience. You see, it says, for this is the witness of God which he has witnessed of his Son, or testified of his Son. And it says, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not that the record that God gave of his Son. What is the witness of God? The witness of God is the witness of the Spirit that is in us. That makes us know that we have really received the Spirit of God, or we have really received eternal life into our lives. And we have really received healing and health into our lives. You see, we cannot know the things that are freely given unto us. So you must acknowledge. You must acknowledge the Spirit of God. You must say to the Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you bring an assurance of salvation into my life. You bring an assurance of grace in my life. Acknowledge his ministry. You see, talk to him. Let him know that you know what he's doing in your life. You see, and the more you acknowledge his ministry in your life, the more he works in your life. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Bible says that the Spirit Himself, now the King James said the Spirit itself, you see, but the Spirit is more than a thing. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's more than a thing. So you have to replace it with the personality. You see, He says the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He's the one who gives the witness. He bears the witness. He says He bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Without His ministry, you would not know that you're a child of God. And you keep going to other places and doing all kinds of things to have a certain confirmation within you that you're born again. It's the Holy Spirit who does that job, you see. And He doesn't just confirm or testify concerning the fact that we are children of God. He testifies concerning the fact that we are God's own property. We are God's own temples. We are God's own chosen ones. He lets you know the beautiful things that are in the Word of God. Lets you know all the wonderful things that you have received in God. Hallelujah. Acknowledge the ministry of the Spirit in your life today and see your life transformed to another level. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.